miserable and destitute could take out their frustrations with impunity. As a result, the combination of military and economic collapse at the end of the war left Germany subject to widespread economic pain and violent social conflict, the kinds of conditions that lead to revolutions much like the one that had swept up Russia in 1917. Fear and hatred ruled the day in Germany at the end of the First World War. Gun battles, assassinations, riots, massacres, and civil unrest denied Germans the stability in which a new democratic order could flourish. Evans, 2005, 100. Indeed, the communist Spartacists attempted a bloody revolution until they were crushed by the paramilitary right-wing Freikorps, which rose as a counter to the very real threat of communist totalitarianism, and a general fear of communist menace remained even after the Spartacist was broken decisively. Ironically, that would allow for the formation of other paramilitary forces like the SA that Hitler would end up utilizing in his rise to power. The problems were further exacerbated by the transition from class-based traditional society to modern culture, with its rationalism, emphasis on individual freedom, and intellectually penetrating doubts about the long-settled cultural status quo and its frequently illogical taboos and prejudices. Issues such as hairstyles, modes of dress, and the role of women grew to overwhelming threats to civilization itself in the fevered imaginations of socially conservative elements, who were often those, most paradoxically, ready to embrace radical authoritarian politics. The varied factions occupied a strange common ground in one regard: their frenzied anti-Semitism. A demonic, utterly destructive, inhuman Jew was seen behind every phenomenon that was hated, feared, or suspected, even those of diametrically opposed character. Germany's collective imagination deemed the Jews to be simultaneous architects of capitalist tyranny over the workers and communist incendiaries seeking to rouse Bolshevik hordes to slit the throats of entrepreneurs and good, honest, hard-working Germans. Every Jew who had ever lived or who was then living was viewed not as a regular person, but a bizarrely fanatical, devilish saboteur dedicated to destroying all society, culture, art, and hope on earth. World War I had been lost, it was asserted, not because the Germans had been overwhelmed by force of numbers, but because the Jews had stabbed the Imperial Army in the back. This myth was vigorously fostered by the Army's top generals, who wished to divert blame for the defeat from themselves. The fear, despair, and deprivation of the German people quickly coalesced into action, usually anti-democratic, and marked by outbursts of violence. The era brought with it a new wind in politics throughout Germany. The wind blew from trenches, from the schools, from the universities. Fanned by it, a large number of political and political military groups developed in post-war Germany. The new groups opposed all existing political groups, institutions, and doctrines, and were, to a considerable extent, mutually competitive and destructive. Gordon, 1972, 3. Thus, a number of right-wing organizations quickly emerged in the years following Germany's surrender. One of the earliest of these was the Stahlhelm, or Steel Helmets, a paramilitary veterans organization which was both highly revolutionary and, in many ways, conservative. The Sturmabteilung, SA, which formed later, shared many of the Stahlhelm's goals, but frequently espoused a working-class, brutally socialist agenda that the Steel Helmets found contemptible. Political parties also flourished in the post-war years. The Social Democrats and Center Party were the most rational of these, and they largely sought to create a stable republic amid the era's ongoing chaos and economic shocks. Dedicated to a peaceful and law-abiding cultural and political outlook, however, they found it difficult to rein in the other parties and factions, which had no such scruples. The German Communist Party, or KDP, remained a force even after the Spartacist, though its star was on the wane, and it never mustered enough Reichstag seats to counter the other parties' agendas. Looming behind all the other factions and parties was the Reichswehr,